This is Christian Yingling from Mason Votes. We're here in the JC Atrium directly after John McCain's acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. I'm here with our bloggers.
Grant Herring, president of the George Mason College Democrats.
Lauren Yost.
Josh St. Louis, second vice chairman of the George Mason College Republicans.
Great. And for clarification, Lauren Yost, how are you blogging, Republican, Democrat?
Democrat.
Great. Let's put it out there, Josh. How did you think McCain did tonight?
I think he said everything he needed to say. He put some distance between himself and the president, but not too much because 7 out of 10 Republicans still worship the ground that George Bush walks on. And he definitely needs those voters as well as independents and those who don't really like the president.
70% of the country doesn't worship the ground Bush walks on. How's McCain going to win those voters over?
I think his whole campaign by saying country first, that he's an American before he's a Republican, that will definitely appeal to anyone across the board. And I think he's doing a very good job of winning a broad coalition of support. Example, Joe Lieberman, independent, former Democrat, endorsed John McCain.
Grant, what did you think about the speech tonight?
Well, I'm pretty sure that George Bush would have agreed with over 90% of the speech, and I think it reinforces the idea that John McCain supports President Bush in almost every aspect of the political paradigm. I mean, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the war, whether it's the environment, John McCain is just going to be George Bush's third term.
Lauren, how did you react to the protests? There were a number of protests during the actual speech. Some people were actually dragged out, maybe even harassed.
I thought it was interesting because we definitely didn't see that last week at all at the Democratic National Convention. And I thought it was very interesting that the RNC's floor's response to it was just shouting USA, 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 instead of almost kind of trying to ignore it and let McCain go on with his speech. They interrupted him time and time again. And it wasn't until the end of his speech that he finally plowed through to get his point across.
What do you think about the protests, Josh?
They have the right to free speech, and I support that.
Grant, as we go into the debates, as we go into spin time the next few weeks, what do you think the Republicans have to do to catch up to Obama's vigor that he's well known for?
Well, I don't like to call it spin time. I think we should call it fact time, and the facts are that the American people are tired of the policies of George W. Bush and the Republican Party, and they want to move on. And in the debates, you'll see Barack Obama articulate his vision for the future. He'll articulate why the American people need to vote for the Democratic Party this year, and mainly at the top of the ticket, vote for Barack Obama, because he's going to move this country in a forward direction and escape the politics of the past. And people will see in the debates, you'll have the next generation of politics and moving this country forward, and you'll see the politics of the past standing right on stage with each other.
Josh, what does Barack Obama have to do to catch up with John McCain's experience level?
Not be a flip-flopper. I think the biggest thing that hurts him is he's trying to run on change, yet he picks Joe Biden, a man who's been in the Senate for 30-something years. And he needs to pick a position and stick with it. He's switched his views on the right for Israel to be their own country. He's switched his views on Georgia and the right of their independence. And he can't answer simple questions as to whether or not he's for abortion or not. He recently said, "That's above my pay grade." Well, you're the president. You get the paid at most out of any federal government employee.
Lauren, last week we let the Republicans end the podcast. What's your last word for the night? What would you like to leave our listeners thinking about?
Just the fact that I believe that Palin's speech last night got way more attention and way more applause than McCain's did tonight.
Thanks, Lauren. Actually, we have the first vice chair for the Republican College Republicans just walked up. Would you like to say anything, Matt?
I think John McCain's speech was very well executed. I think he set out a very good plan and his goals when he runs for president, I think, had a lot of substance too. I think at the end of the day, it's going to appeal to the American public.
Thanks. Again, that was Matt DeLeon, the first vice chair of the Republican College Republicans. Great. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. We hope our listeners and our readers join us on September 26th for the first debate.